O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, children, we're still in purple because we're getting ready for tomorrow's very big feast day of the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady. It's a holy day, of course. Today we have a saint who spent much of his life getting people ready to be baptized and getting the world ready to honor our Lord. And his name is St. Ambrose. And St. Ambrose had a very interesting childhood. His daddy was the governor of a big part of the world called Roman Gaul, and he was born in what is today Germany. And one day when he was a baby having a nap in one of his father's palaces, these bees started to come, all these bees. And they, you know how sometimes when you sleep, your mouth is open? They would fly in and out of his mouth. And then more and more of them would come. And then I think the nanny or someone noticed this and was watching. And then eventually they left one drop of honey behind on the baby's tongue. And then they flew straight up into the air, into heaven. And that was a sign that he would be eloquent, which means that he would be a great speaker and a great preacher for God's truth. Well, his father died when he was rather young still, and so his mother and his sister, Marcellina, she became a saint too, went back to Rome, and they raised him there, and they were a very good and a very holy family. In fact, his brother became a saint too, Saint Satyrus. And the Holy Father, the Pope, Saint Damasus, would often come to visit their home. And Pope Damasus was a very dignified kind of a man and had very, very proper manners and walked very slowly and gracefully. And when he saw anybody, he always put his hand out for that person to kiss his hand on account of him being the Pope. Well, when Ambrose was a little boy, he thought that was a little funny. And being just a child, he sort of, sometimes he played Pope. After the Pope went home, at home by himself or with his sisters, he would play Pope, and he would walk just like the Pope did, and he would make them come and kiss his hand. Well, who would ever think that one day, like Pope St. Damasus, he would be a saint and a very great bishop? Well, these things that happened in his childhood predicted what he would be. Well, he grew up and he was very educated and he became a lawyer and he worked for the government and he was sent to be the governor of a city called Milan in Italy that was all divided between the Catholics who believed in the catechism and that our Lord is God and the Arians, the heretics, who said that our Lord wasn't God, not really God. And so there was a battle because the old bishop had died. And back then, they used to elect the bishop. And everyone was met in the big church called the cathedral. And they were going to have a vote. Well, they were starting to get ready to have a big fight and have a riot, as people do like to have riots. They're going to have a riot when St. Ambrose, who's just the governor, mind you, he gets up and he gives a speech in the church, and he's in a very eloquent way. He says that we have to be peaceful and we have to go about this without hurting anybody, and we're sure that we can also be reasonable to elect the right man to be the next bishop. Well, a boy who was 6 years old in the church hearing that, he cried out, "Ambrose for bishop!" And then everybody else thought for a minute, for a second. People don't think for a minute, they just think for a second. And they said, "That's a great idea, yes." And then everybody cried out, "Ambrose for bishop." Because that's what they used to do back then. When they needed a bishop, they would choose whoever was the likeliest candidate, whether or not he was even a priest. And Ambrose wasn't a priest, and he even wasn't even baptized yet. Because back then, they had a funny idea about not baptizing babies for a while in the church. This was a long, long time ago. He wasn't even baptized. So what did Ambrose do? He ran away and he hid. He hid in the house of a friend of his who was a senator. But then the emperor got wind of it, and the emperor said, "I think he would make a very good bishop." And so when the senator heard that, he made St. Ambrose go public, and then he had to be baptized, and he had to receive the minor orders, there's four of them, and he had to receive the three major orders, and after he'd received all of those orders over the course of a week, finally, 8 days after his baptism, he was consecrated the Bishop of Milan. My goodness, that's a big change for anybody, isn't it? But he did it very well. How did he do his job? Well, he gave away all of his money. He had lots of money. He gave it all away. And then he read the Bible and he studied all of the holy books. And he fasted and prayed. And pretty soon he was very holy and he knew quite a bit. And he would spend a long time with converts, just as the fathers do here, giving them their catechism lessons and getting them ready to be baptized, including Saint Augustine, who became a famous doctor or teacher of the church as well. And that's the story of Saint Ambrose, whom we honor today. When he was little, he gave a prediction of how God gave the prediction of how great he would be one day. Tomorrow, we're going to be honoring the beginning of the life of the Blessed Mother. God made Mary just for himself 100%. You and me, children, we are born with original sin on our souls. And we have to fight against it our whole life long. And as you know, some days you're good and some days you're bad. And then we have to say our prayers and our act of contrition and go to confession and the rest of it. But God wanted a mother for himself who'd be all just for him. St. Ambrose wasn't even baptized for the longest time. And even if we're baptized when we're babies, still, as I say, it's a fight to be good. But Mary, from the first moment of her life, when she was conceived in the womb of St. Anne, had no sin at all in her soul. She was so holy, all for God. Today, Father's going to read the gospel, sing the gospel story about how our Blessed Mother comes from all the way the holy line of all of the prophets, going back to Abraham, who was chosen by God to start the chosen people of God. It's a wonderful story, but it's a story about how God gets us ready. He gets things ready. During Advent, God's getting us ready for Christmas. He got Ambrose ready to be an excellent bishop and saint, and he got the Blessed Mother ready from the first moment of her life and existence. Who's left? Well, what about us? Yes, let's ask the Blessed Mother to get us ready for her feast day tomorrow, for Christmas, December 25th, and for everything else in between. Even though we're not immaculate, let's at least try 100% to belong to God. God bless you. In the name of the